an episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs and security, show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still bringing our program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Complete contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you. God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
The guy in New York pouring human feces onto restaurant food all over Manhattan. Krispy Kreme donut, that's the first place we're going to call. You have delicious donuts at Krispy Kreme.
Do you ever sell donuts that have peanuts on them?
No.
How about with corn on them?
No.
Can you tell me, do the chocolate donuts that you sell, do they have brown holes?
Have a nice day, okay?
All right, thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What?
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Mr. Son of a Beach.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know good fellow books.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Countdown now, countdown. Just let me see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 days.
That's right.
5 days until he comes back to walk among us.
Throw back that rock and look at the man.
Gentlemen, son of Christ, Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Roll back that rock and look at the man.
Yeah, baby. You know, Bill would like to dispel a rumor.
What?
Despite Abe Pollin's gut feeling, there's a 99.9% chance that Phil Hochberg will not play in the NBA next year.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
But don't get your hopes up. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Zin and all the ships at sea. Hey, just give them a bullhorn and three pages of Japanese references and they'll get our boys back home.
Yeah.
Don't you love it when you can get Chinese delivery? Here's Don Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
And yeah.
Let me just say, with everybody with the show, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're all very welcome. You know, we knew it would work. And now you know what we said yesterday was true. I'm glad that we could resolve the situation and that our guys and gals are back, coming back from China.
China.
As Larry King would say, China. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
April 11th.
Millions of high blood pressure sufferers in China.
In China.
China.
Hi, it's a new episode. And hello. And tomorrow we're having the big boobs contest.
Biggest boobs.
And you should know this now, that if you're a woman with big boobs, that we're giving away a free trip to Los Angeles tomorrow, a vacation to go see the American Comedy Awards and go to the after party and mingle with the stars and junk like that.
Plenty of fun L.A. style.
Yeah, but you got to have big, beautiful breasts, gigantic jugs, titanic orbs.
Beautiful, titanic orbs of fun flesh.
Big, massive milkshake machine.
Conzobulators.
Breasts.
Hogan.
In a word, my kind of breast. We got a bunch of women signed up already. If you're interested, the phone number is 877-365-3636. Please either call us on the air, or if we're just jabbering on, as we always do, call Lisa. She'll sign you up for the contest tomorrow.
All right.
And as we mentioned yesterday, we are not announcing the size of the women's breasts who have already signed up for the contest, because
you'll find out at the end of the contest. Yeah. But we will be commenting on the quality of the breasts when they all march through here tomorrow.
Because we don't want to necessarily alienate the women who are, let's say, your 34s, your 36s.
Right.
We don't want them to think that they don't have a chance to win. I'll tell you right now that, what can I tell you? There is no Morgana the Kissing Bandit who signed up yet.
Oh, that's encouraging.
Right. Okay?
Right.
So there's hope for all women folk to get in this contest tomorrow.
And it's a great contest for women who are proud of their breasts.
But you got to call today because we're doing the contest tomorrow, okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Oh, now what was that?
Hey. Hello. Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hi, turn your radio down, please, for the love of Christ. For the love of Christ. They're going to pull the rock off the man, and he's going to come back on Sunday, please. He'll be so pissed when he climbs out from under that rock and
Your radio's turned up.
He hears the people are still calling the show and leaving their radio turned up.
Not anymore.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Hey, I want to know if I can enter this big breast contest. I'm not a woman, but
as we said yesterday,
I think I could qualify.
Gender exclusive. It is for women only.
For women only. We said that on yesterday's show.
Well, I know that, but you know.
Oh, you know that.
Thank you, though.
Bye-bye. Anyway.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Our lead story today, Lisa, I'll let you get the phone. Got plenty of stuff. We can get mad at people later in the show.
Yeah, that was right out of the chute. Mm-hmm. That really doesn't happen all that often.
No.
We're the very first call. I mean, I think everybody in this room simultaneously disgusted at that first caller.
Totally disgusted.
Sometimes we get a caller that'll just set the tone for the whole show.
Yep, didn't happen. Lead story today, though, has to be my wife, the fantastic Frida. Mm-hmm. She's the winner. She's the winner. Okay.
Would you break down and talk to her?
Yeah. I totally forgot that we had that argument yesterday on the air. See, my thing is that a lot of times I say stuff to my wife on the air that I really mean, but as always, I ask her to take it with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. What I really meant, the real message yesterday was not to not talk to me in the morning, but don't, as Buzz said with his wife, don't pepper me with the questions and, you know, give me the interrogation as soon as I wake up. But anyway, I totally forgot about the conversation. Went home last night. We had a wonderful night. I woke up this morning.
You block out a lot of things, what you say. You'll just completely forget about it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell her. A lot of times I'll come to, why'd you say that? I said, why'd I say what?
Right.
And she'll tell me what I said. I go,
what I say.
It's the show. It's the show. I'm doing the show. What are you talking about? So, this morning, I wake up, and now at first I didn't even clue into what's going on because she turned the light on and she said, time to get up. And I said, okay. And I didn't speak. Then I went in, I went to the bathroom, washed my face, do my scrub. I go, hey, what are you doing in there? And I don't hear anything. Because we got that deal now where I have a bathroom and she has a bathroom. They're both linked to our bedroom, but we each have our own bathroom.
When you said, what are you doing in there, did you have any memory at all of the discussion on the show?
None. Okay. But still, I was fine. I figured she didn't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that. I go downstairs. There is Bart already sitting at the table, having his breakfast, already in the traditional grump mode.
Right.
So I get down there and I go, hey, what's happening? And he goes, ugh. I go, yeah, right, ugh. And I get my coffee, and she comes downstairs, and rather than, as she normally does, mm-hmm. start blabbering off, she says nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, this is lost on Bart. He's just...
See, she remembers every single detail of the conversation.
He's just in a haze. He has no idea if anybody's talking or not. And I'm sitting there for a second, and I said, do you want some coffee? And she just looks at me and nods her head, shakes her head, no. And still, I'm not catching on with what's going on.
So you've already really violated the agreement.
Right, because I've been...
You've been jammering away.
I've been talking to her. Mm-hmm. So I sit down at the table, and I'm looking at the newspaper. Finally, I look up and I go, hey, what's up? And she looks at me and she goes, like this, like she's a mime. She puts her hands on her and goes,
like, shrugs her shoulders.
What do you mean? And I said, what's going on? What did I do now? And then she goes like this. She does a zipper thing with her mouth. You know, like she goes, and then she points at me. And then she points at her watch.
Uh-huh. And then you knew?
Yeah, and I said, oh.
At that moment?
I said, oh, you're talking. That's it from the show yesterday. And she nods her head.
Right.
Yes. And I said, okay, come on. That was a bit. And then she shakes her head. No, that wasn't a bit. And she picks the newspaper up, and she starts reading it like this, so it covers her face, right? Now, at this point, it's driving me nuts. I'm like, come on, you got to say something to me. And she puts the paper down a little bit, and she goes, mm-mm. She said, no, I don't. And again, she holds up nine fingers. As if it's, you know,
9 a.m.
9 a.m., that's the time that we're going to start talking.
What time is all this happening, about 6:30?
Oh, 6:15. Very early. So I caved within 15 minutes of waking up, and then I finally said, oh, come on, talk to me. Come on, what are you doing? Talk to me. And then she says, what? Do you actually want to talk to me in the morning? I said, yes, speak to me. I'd ask you, how are you doing? She said, well, it was my understanding that we weren't going to speak until 9 a.m. because I'm so annoying in the morning.
You seemed at the time yesterday to be very delighted with that arrangement.
Well, it seemed like a good idea yesterday.
Somebody predicted, did you, Buzz, predict that it wouldn't last?
No, I thought that was you who predicted
it. Did I predict it?
Yeah, I think so.
Did I predict that it wouldn't last?
Somebody did.
Well, whoever did.
Was it Frida?
Frida said that you would crack first.
Yeah, yeah. Frida said that you would crack.
No, she was right, and I did. You know,
what the hell?
So then I started talking to her, and she started talking to me, and thank God we weren't talking about anything vital, but... As it turns out, Bart was still in the mode that we were in most mornings,
right?
Where she said something to him, and he just grunted a response back at her, and she said, well, that's fine, I'm just not talking to you then, forget about it. And he looks at me, and he smiles at me, like, hey,
thanks, man. You know,
I got the deal going on here, because it didn't bother him at all.
Right.
He could probably live with the arrangement.
Yeah, it didn't bother him one iota that she wasn't speaking, so that's the latest there. Now, we were talking about this show in the office today, Boot Camp, which Mike finally saw last night, and I liked the show. Mike doesn't like it, but before we even get into the discussion about why I like it and why you don't like it...
Yes.
What I think is interesting is that CBS is suing Fox.
Yes.
Because CBS says that Boot Camp is an exact ripoff of Survivor.
I agree.
Too similar.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but that's all anybody ever does in television, right?
But my point is exactly that. Everything on television is a ripoff of something else. As soon as somebody comes up with a good idea... Mm-hmm. Everybody does it.
And I don't think you can make the case that Boot Camp, you know, is somehow stealing intellectual property. I mean, it is different. It's got a different name. They have a different structure. But, yeah, of course, it's obviously stolen from Survivor. But, I mean, can they really... I don't think they can win.
No, I mean, so is The Mole. The Mole is stolen from Survivor. I mean, I think I said last week when I watched Boot Camp, what I found idiotic was... I said, where is it written in the manual of reality TV that you got to have 16 contestants,
right,
to be on a show? And now, as it turns out, there's 16 on Survivor, there's 16 on Boot Camp.
Mm-hmm. And don't they, on Boot Camp, dump the dumb people on Boot Camp get to take somebody with them most times?
Yeah, they knock out two a week.
So when one guy gets voted off, he gets to grab somebody?
Yeah, he gets to grab
somebody. Take down somebody he really hates?
Somebody he's pissed at, yeah.
Okay.
So there is a slight difference between the shows. Frankly, it's ridiculous. CBS should be happy that they have a show that people are watching to begin with. They should not worry about the fact that the other shows are doing the same thing as Survivor.
Sergeant, take these people off my hill.
You didn't like that, huh?
That part was just, that crystallized how I felt about it. I came in halfway through it, so I didn't see all the challenges they have at the beginning. But I'll tell you right now, if I saw one more graphic, day 16, you know, 10 a.m., 5 mile run. Graphic, graphic, graphic. More crap, more BS, and no programming. Nothing really going on except just interviews with these idiots.
Yeah, I like it, though.
But it was so dumb.
I know, I like it, though.
Is it dumb all the way through?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's been dumb every time I've watched it.
I mean, I've burned on Survivor, too. I've actually already burned out on Survivor, and I was really thinking, at the beginning of this season of Survivor, I said, it's the formula. It's successful. It's going to be there forever until they, you know, all conspire together, and then I got bored with that. But this boot camp is just... How many more people can we see cry? You know, where the person, you know, they're supposed to be thinking, there's a big contradiction there.
I'm sorry. I like seeing people cry on television.
It's fake military, which I hate. I hate fake military. I'd rather see them bring cameras into Paris Island and see real boot camp as opposed to seeing this wannabe group of group of losers.
But they treat them like it's a boot camp, though.
Yeah, but I mean, are the DIs real military? Are they real military or not?
I don't think so, since they're wearing...
You think they are?
Yeah. Well, they're wearing Fox shirts that say boot camp on them. I don't think they're real drill instructors.
It's just, you know, I would give it a second week. I will, because I want to see it before I come out and am completely... Consider it the worst show I've ever seen on television.
Oh, please.
I want to watch it from start to finish. But I also got the Survivor ripoff. I mean, they it's a poor imitation of Survivor.
Of course it is. Of course it is. But look at what your alternatives are.
And I don't like the DIs. You know, the DIs just don't seem like... They seem like DIs that maybe were kicked out of the Army.
I mean, but, you know, seriously, look at your alternatives. I mean, what do you want to watch? Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place?
No, I don't. Obviously, I was on it because there weren't any other alternatives.
I'd rather watch a show that's a copy of Survivor.
And then the Dateline formula. I made the mistake of watching Dateline, which now, the formula for Dateline, for any of you that might not know what it is, they take one story, like a story of a guy that got lost at sea. They thought he murdered his girlfriend, then they found her in the ocean.
They do it over an entire hour.
For the second half, and they do it. Now, back to our continuing story. And what it is they know the outcome. They know how the story ends. So they're basically not doing, this is not a news magazine anymore. What they're doing is just telling you a little fable, a little story with the ending that they already know, and just a framework of commercial. And it's BS.
Yeah,
it's not news magazine. What happened to investigative journalism? It's crap.
Well, I never watched that stuff anyway, but I love the junk. I love boot camp.
What was on at the time of boot camp last? I mean, were there any alternatives at all?
The Regis show, I think, maybe.
Oh, that is, right. God, I mean, is anyone at all, I mean, are people are still watching that show?
Well, guy who lives with his mother won $2 million last night.
Really?
Yeah, and he had his mommy in the audience with him.
I mean, to me, all these shows, these reality shows, have a shelf life. Because they're the same every week. They're the same, and I'm crispy on them.
This is the discussion that Frida had with me last night when she came into the cave, and she said, you know, she rented a movie. She rented Wonder Boys with Michael Douglas.
Right.
She said, do you want to watch Wonder Boys? And I said, no, can't. I'm sorry. She says, why? I said, because I'm watching Boot Camp. And she said, why would you watch that stupid movie Boot Camp? And right as I was giving her the
show, not a movie.
Because an ad for a movie came on.
Is there a movie called Boot Camp?
No. The ad for the... She said to me, why do you watch that stupid show Boot Camp? And I'm giving her the same rationale that I'm giving you.
Okay.
And as I'm telling her this, I say, hold on. Look at this ad for this movie. And it's a David Spade movie.
Oh,
yeah. Joe Dirt.
Right.
Which I know is going to be awful, but... I am dying to see, and I'm saying to her, hey, shut up, look, this is funny now. They're all going to throw their chili dogs at him.
I haven't seen a promo for that.
She just stood there for a second, and she said, let me get this straight. You don't want to watch a movie that was nominated for an Academy Award, Wonder Boys, because you want to watch a TV show, Boot Camp.
Right.
And now when you're trying to explain to me why you enjoy watching the stupid TV show, you're shushing me so that you could watch an ad for an even stupider movie that you can't wait to see. And I said, exactly.
What do you think is dumber, the David Spade movie promo or the promo for the Tom Green movie, which to me has one redeeming quality? They cast Rip Torn as his father. And I think that might save the movie.
That looks equally good.
When they come to the door and Rip Torn's his father, you know, don't just take him away. Kill him! But go ahead, kill him!
I've only seen the TV commercial for the Tom Green movie. I mean, I have seen the trailer
for Joe Dirt.
It's Joe Dirt?
Yeah.
What's the premise?
He's a loser with a mullet.
And his name is Joe Dirt.
David Spade is?
Yes.
David Spade with a mullet.
He
funny.
He has a mullet and he has big, like, Kyle Petty type sideburns.
I read actually in their view today he works as a janitor in a radio station.
Uh-huh.
And the story is told from his perspective as he speaks to Dennis Miller, who's a disc jockey.
I like it already.
The critics are going to hate it.
Sure.
And I'm sure it's a dumb, stupid movie like The Waterboy.
Yeah.
But I can't wait. I said to Frieda last night, I said, I can't think of a movie that I've been as excited to see as I am to see Joe Dirt. And then, this was a quote. I swear to God, she leaves. She said, I cannot believe I'm married to you. And then she left and I watched the rest of my fantastic boot camp.
You know, I can understand. Man, it's not fantastic, but I'm curious as to why. What I mean, I think you have it in perspective, this boot camp. I mean, is it because I mean, I'm trying to
listen. I'm at home at night, my kid's doing his homework, my wife is talking on the telephone. I've got my hour of TV. I'm going to watch TV for an hour, as you know. As the disclaimer says, Don and Mike, they don't like books.
Right.
Okay? So I'm not going to read a book. I'm going to watch TV. And I think baseball's boring. I'm not going to watch a baseball game.
Right.
There wasn't a good basketball game on last night, so I'm stuck with what's on cable TV.
Okay, so it's you settle for that, and in its time slot,
it's fine.
It's the best alternative. That's, yeah, now I know that word.
Right.
That's a powerful word that you just used. When you say that,
it's fine.
That's people. I want everybody in our listening audience to know when you say fine, that is a sea hair away from sucks.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now I feel better.
But there are parts about boot camp.
I watched boot camp because I didn't have any alternative either.
I like the people crying.
It just annoyed me. It made me angry at the end when he said, "Get them off of my hill," because you know what it was at that very moment. It was just like, "This is my mountain." Private. You know what?
Don't you think that's how the real guys are, though?
Well, yeah, they are, but he's not the real guy. He's at this studio, like, set-up TV set on top of a hill, and get them off of my hill. It's just so dry.
But you know what? At Survivor, they're not really out in the middle of nowhere because they're surrounded because they're surrounded by guys with jeeps and cameras and lights and
sound. It's a controlled environment.
Yeah, so it's basically the same thing. And in boot camp, you got the guys...
Yeah,
the guy stands 1 inch away from another guy's face and actually spits on him as he's screaming at him.
What I have a question for you about boot camp, because you've watched, this is the second complete episode you've watched.
Third.
Okay, so now you really know it, all right? Why the level of emotion? Why? When the guy said, I've been so engrossed in the game, sir, they all seem just, I mean, whacked about this game. Why are they so into it?
Because they get awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning to do drills. They get aroused, not aroused. They get awake. They wake up again at 6 a.m. to go run 5 miles. I just think that they're physically, mentally, they're like
they're all brainwashed.
Yeah, at this point, it's been, as you said, 16 days. I, for one, enjoy the graphic letting me know what day it is and what time it is.
Well, you certainly get your fill of that. I mean, it's like they have a graphic when somebody's going to go in and take a dump. Yeah, it's like day 16, one guy going into the kitchen.
And they only got 30 seconds to shave. When you want to take a crap.
I haven't seen that.
When you want to take a crap, you only got 30 seconds.
Right.
I mean, you go in, and if you can't crap in 30 seconds, the guy opens the door, and they pull you out, and it's like, that's it. Your time to crap is over.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that's intrigued. 30 seconds?
Yes, and 30 seconds to shave. The drill instructor actually stands there, and you've got the shaving cream, and you've got the razor, and they say, ready? Go.
That's where you get an electric.
And the guy looks at his watch, you know, and they're counting down.
Are you allowed to bring in a Norelco or anything like that?
I've seen the guys lather up. I don't know if I've seen the guy with.
I can knock out a full shave with my goat. I can nail a very good clean shave with my Norelco that's about 3 years old. I can do it in 30 seconds.
Really?
I can do it easily in 30 seconds.
Well, it is a stupid show. I'll give you that. It's stupid.
But crapping in 30 seconds. No. That's not happening.
It's a stupid show, but I'm a stupid man, and I have stupid tastes.
But you also called it fine.
It was fine.
So you like it, but you don't love it.
Yeah, but let me just say, I believe I'm going to love Joe Dirt.
I can't wait to see the trailer for Joe Dirt, because the way you describe it, and if Rob tells me,
but let me
he's
just,
a janitor and he's speaking to the disc jockey who's Dennis Miller, Jesus, that's funny.
Let me just say, I would have described the Water Boy, though, the same way after I saw the ads for the Water Boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I like David Spade. I have more like for David Spade than Adam Sandler.
Did you see his stupid movie where he was the guy who ran the restaurant?
Yeah, and that movie, David Spade grows on you a little bit. You know, David Spade makes me laugh, and I really do believe that David Spade has not made his best movie yet. I know he makes a lot of crap.
I don't think he'll ever make his best
movie. He may not, but I think there's a chance that he may make a legitimately funny movie. You know, he survived, you thought that Chris Farley and David Spade were going to be the Abbott and Costello guys.
You don't think Tommy Boy was legitimately funny?
Yeah, but I mean, I think that David Spade
wasn't the reason
it was funny.
It was a Chris Farley movie. Mm-hmm. That's why that movie was funny.
I think David Spade has the potential. David Spade has moments where he makes me laugh out loud, and
I think he's
yet to make that perfect David Spade kind of movie, and I don't know if he even knows what it is yet.
Oh, you know, I never believe these reviews, but in USA Today, this is what leads me to believe this is going to be a great movie.
Joe Dirt
says, you'll need a shovel to dig out of this dirt. David Spade plays a janitor in Joe Dirt. One star.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then you go right to the last paragraph. We are nature to take the course they both seem to want. The movie could end in 15 minutes, and it would still be too long.
Ooh. All right, let me see who reviewed it.
Hey,
Rita Kempley?
No. Mike Clark.
Oh, okay.
Clark.
He has no...
Rita Kempley in the Washington Post says, Joe Dirt, you are what you shovel. David Spade probably couldn't get a role as the turkey in a first-grade Thanksgiving pageant. Yet this moronic weasel stars in a motion picture.
The New York Post calls it a toxic waste of talent.
I'm telling you, I'm dying to see it.
I can't. Now, but go in. You've taken an editorial stand. I want you to go in with an open mind.
I've seen the ads, though.
You can go into a comedy if you have that predetermined way. You can go in and actually, even if it's really bad, and you think it's really bad, you'll still come out kind of liking it.
No, but I liked it, and I've looked forward to it before the reviews came out. I mean,
you're honest about it. I mean, you'll go in and you'll come back and tell us if it really is a suck.
If it sucks, I'll tell you. But I think it'll be great. Joe Dirt. I like the name. Joe Dirt. That's his name.
Joe Dirt.
Hi, my name's Joe Dirt. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Dr. Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air right now. Hello.
Hey, congratulations, guys, on being the diplomatic gods yesterday.
Thank you. Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad that we could work that out.
We're very proud of that.
And it's too bad because, we were loaded up again today with another great side-splitting Chinese bit. For instance, and learn how to speak Chinese in just 5 minutes.
Fantastic.
Wow. Okay, Mike?
Well, in the words of Theodore Roosevelt, bully, bully.
Bully! Do you know how to say in Chinese, that's not right?
No, I do not.
Some ting wong. Do you know how to say in Chinese?
Okay. Oh, dear.
Stupid man?
How?
Dumb guy.
Wow.
How about this?
Yes.
Did you go to the beach?
Is this going to be in Joe Dirt?
Come on! Did you go to the beach?
Did you go to the beach? Why is that? How do you say that?
Why you so tan? Why you so tan? How about this one? All right, now you tell me what this one means.
Okay.
I bang my knee.
You hurt your knee?
I bumped into a coffee table.
Okay.
I bang my knee.
Do it that way. Give me the Chinese, okay. And then I'll tell you what I think it says.
Okay. Why so dumb?
Why are you so stupid?
Nope. It's dark in here.
Oh, it's dark in here.
Why so dumb?
Yeah, I was thinking dim being the individual.
Why you munching?
Why are you eating?
Yeah, close. I thought you were on a diet.
Okay. Why are you punching? Washing your car?
That's right. Cleaning his automobile.
Washing.
Wait, that's free time on your head. But anyhow, bully.
Wait, hold on. Not done yet. Hold on. Wait a second. Why you come now?
Why did you early premature ejaculation?
No, our meeting is scheduled for next week.
Oh.
Why you come now?
You understand why I said that?
Understand.
I think mine was funnier.
Tiny.
Tiny.
Pony.
Pony. Tiny pony. Tiny pony. Something with a horse?
Small horse.
Tiny pony.
Tiny pony.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Chin too fat.
You have double chin?
Need a, yeah, you need a facelift. Uh-huh.
Right, right. Chin too fat.
Chin too fat.
Chin too fat.
Hey, Bobby. Who you hiding?
Who are you hiding?
Are you harboring a fugitive?
Are you harboring? Are you harboring a fugitive? It's appropriate with the, you know, 24 people over there, right?
You too moosh. You too moosh.
You too moosh?
Yeah.
You too lovey-dovey?
So fine.
Oh, too much, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, you too moosh.
You too moosh.
You too moosh.
You too moosh.
All right, what did you want?
I just wanted to say bully.
Okay, bully. Thank you, Bully. Thank you, right.
All right, we got Bully.
Good job.
All right, thank you.
Got.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Is there any more Chinese?
Well, you don't like them.
Well, that's, yes, I do. I like anything. <know.
laughs> They're so easy, though. Okay. The ones I got.
Yeah, they're very easy.
Mm-hmm. You stink, people.
You farted.
Your body odor is offensive.
Oh, okay. I'm being too specific.
You stinky poo. Come here now. Did I give you that one?
Yes, come here now.
Oh. See me ASAP.
Come here now.
Come here now.
Now.
did I give you, this is a tow-away zone?
No.
No parking. Did I give you staying out of sight?
No.
Laying low. Laying low. Did I give you great?
No.
You super.
Super.
You super.
This will work.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, we don't need it now,
right? Yeah, well, but we can always keep it handy in case there's another international incident.
Never
mind. File it, Rob.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
My name's Sean. I'm calling from Spokane.
Yes, hi, Sean.
Work at a movie theater.
Yes.
Got to see Joe Dirt last night.
Right.
Absolutely horrible. unless you're a big David Spade fan. It's worse than his Saturday Night Live skits, actually.
Well, I thought some of the Saturday Night Live skits were funny.
Well, they were, yeah, but he just doesn't use as many jokes as he did in those. Like, I like it when he gives, you know, he rips on people. The only person he can rip on in this movie is Kid Rock.
All right, well, you know, something tells me that, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but something tells me we are talking to the guy who comes into the theater at night and cleans the goo up off the floor.
Absolutely not. Once upon a time, yes.
You run the theater now?
What?
Do you run the theater now?
I wish. I can only wish. No, I don't. But I actually, I get to, like, play the movies up top, so I just get to sit there and waste all my whole
night. You know what's always important when a guy calls? Like, this is always important to get it in perspective. What, in your opinion, is the funniest movie you've ever seen?
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Very much. Greatest movie ever made. Tommy Boy's runner-up.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, you know something now? That would make me go to the theater to see Joe Dirt.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I'm calling to talk about the boot camp show.
Yes, sir.
The drill instructors are real. Definitely. I'm sorry.
You can't drop the S word. You can't say all that good S word.
I apologize profusely.
Get off my hill. Get off my hill.
They really do that. And the funny thing is that you'll see the big, like when I got there the first day, the biggest black guy in the whole platoon cried and threatened to kill himself if they didn't let him go home.
Wow.
And even little, you'll have drill instructors that are like 5'3", looking straight up at people. And they'll be quivering in their boots. Usually what they do, though, is they'll make them squat down so that their eyes are lower than the drill instructor. So you got some guy that's 6'1", squatting down like the friggin', like a duck or something, so the drill instructor's taller than him so he can scream in his face.
Now, I think the question was, are those real drill instructors, or are those just like Hollywood goons who are pretending?
They're real.
Well, how do you know they're real?
Because I know drill instructors.
Well, I
have friends that are drill instructors.
That's not credible, though. That's not credible. I mean, I'd like to see their statistics if they really were military. I mean, anybody could get in there and do that.
If you've been to boot camp, you'd know that those guys are real. The way that they talk to people.
Hey, buddy, hold on. Have you ever seen Full Metal Jacket?
The guy that was a senior drill instructor is a real Marine. He was a real Marine.
Was he really?
He came out of the Corps and started his acting career. Yeah,
he
was a real GI, and I think in Vietnam, too.
All right, well, then that blows my argument, because I was going to say, that guy's just some schmuck actor, and he was a great drill instructor.
He's the definitive.
Yeah.
But then you got your Lou Gossett. Yeah, Lou Gossett, who was not a real...
Oh, that's right, officer and a gentleman.
Right.
Mayonnaise. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Well, you know, MTV ought to be suing everybody.
True.
They had a real world or a world rules, world rules challenge.
Yeah, that's right. MTV could sue everybody for doing Big Brother and all these other stupid shows that are just like Road Rules.
The Real World. Are they in reruns now, The Real World?
Who knows?
Whenever I turn
lost touch with The Real World.
Must be.
In New Orleans. Whenever I turn The Real World on, it's always someone that I haven't seen. I mean, it's one I've seen before, but I can't remember. They were rerunning one a couple of weekends ago, like from 5 years ago in Boston.
Right.
And I sat there and I watched it for 10 minutes until I finally realized, I've seen this before.
It's an old one. I'm ready for a new one.
It's way old.
And you know what? I like the exotic locations. I liked it when they were in Hawaii.
I hated it when they were in Hawaii.
Why?
You know why? Because those pricks, that house they had in Hawaii.
Wasn't that beautiful?
That had that gigantic pool table.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no... Listen, that's not the real world.
I find that the...
That's the fantasy world.
But the more exotic the location, the more conducive to hanky panky.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to call and tell Don and Mike, those are real drill instructors.
How do you know that?
Because they said so in the first episode.
Okay, good. All right, there. Now, there is definitive proof. If they said that they were, then they are.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi. You know, they really want to do The Real World, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do it in Manassas, Virginia.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that?
You know, follow a bunch of Manassasites around.
Hey, man. We got a Damon's.
Hey, Don.
We got a Damon's here. Come on. We got a new Pizzeria Uno. Not that I hang out in that town.
That would be a real, yes, a real, real rule.
Hey, listen, there was an article about boot camp right before it came, you know, right before it came on the air.
Yeah?
The drill sergeants, two of them, all of them are DIs. Two of them are active. Two of them are former DIs, but they're all still in the Marines.
All right, they're all still in the Marines?
Yep. Only two of them are, like, actual active DIs. The other two are former DIs.
Yeah, but of course you have to remember, once you're a Marine... You're always a Marine.
Well, I was in the Army, and the drill sergeants we had, they do get in your face, they spit on you.
I found that out with a guy I played golf with on my vacation.
And
an older guy who I said, well, yeah, now that you're out of the Marine Corps, I want to correct you there. Once you're in the Corps, you're always in the Corps.
And everything belongs to the drill instructors.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Thanks. Well, on this show, I am the D.I. C.K. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Radio God?
B.I.D. B.I.G. D.I. C.K. H.E. A.D. Spell it out.
Sir, yes, sir.
Big dickhead. Hello.
Radio God. I was wondering, you guys got to watch the Eco Challenge in the USA. It was right at the other show was...
What?
Was the Eco Challenge.
Eco Challenge is a show that's also produced by the guy who makes Survivor.
Right. What do they do? Like, go out and try to stop global warming? What is it?
It's like different teams go around in the jungles, and they have to compete against each other. And last night they showed some guy on the bike trail. He got a tree branch, went to his chest. Dude almost died.
Really?
Well, that'd be good to watch.
Well, it's a rougher version of Survivor, where they really do have to have survival skills to make it. It's tougher for them.
And that's what Survivor ought to be. More than all the mind effing and, you know, down by the river plotting who's going to get... It ought to be real survival. You know, and they sign the release that says, you know, you're out there. There, go. Survive. You know, you don't get challenges. And look, we've got a peanut butter and a cracker for you.
They pissed me off about Survivor. Although I still continue to watch it.
Right.
Was when they had the food thing last week, the cruel food thing?
Yes.
That it was all sponsor related.
Right.
And at one point when...
That Mark Burnett is big on that. He said that's the future of network television.
You know, Jeff Probst said, hey, we have four Doritos, you know, you can buy this can of Mountain Dew.
Right.
Everything is a commercial for someone who's buying spots on the show.
I either heard or read Mark Burnett say that you're going to see that with network television eventually. As cable becomes more and more popular to compete, you're going to see sponsors worked into the programs, much like have been done in the movies for years and years, where you see, you know, like a can of Budweiser sitting up there during a movie.
That's all right with me. I don't care.
That's fine, yeah, especially if it's less regular commercials.
And plus, how many times on a TV show do you notice it when they have like a soft drink,
uh-huh.
and you know that it's a can of Diet Coke, but they've blocked out Diet Coke and instead they've just written like with a Sharpie, Cola,
right?
Because they don't want to get the brand name on TV.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, it's not amusing, the brand names. Who cares? Hello, Don and Mike.
A jelly donut.
What was that in your locker, private pile?
A jelly donut.
What is that, private pile?
I love Marine Corps.
See, I mean, he's not doing it properly.
Right.
Do it for me, Mike, properly. Right.
What is that, private pile?
Jelly donut.
No, I'd rather do it with Don. He's got better timing.
Go ahead.
What is that, private pile? Jelly donut, sir.
A jelly donut. Is Sal out of the mess, private pile?
No, sir.
Are you allowed to eat jelly donuts, private pile?
No, sir.
And why is that, private pile?
Because I am fat. I am
too
overweight.
Heavy. Because I'm too heavy.
Oh, because I'm too heavy.
Because you are a disgusting fat body, private pile.
Mike?
And then everybody takes a sock with soap in it and beats him that night.
This is my gun. There are many others, but this one.
God, this guy, what are you doing, pal? You're screwing up the show.
What do you need to say so bad?
God.
This is my gun. There are many others, but this one is mine. That was all I had to say.
Jeez. There's a few things we're passionate about.
Right.
One of the things we're passionate about is Full Metal Jacket.
Yes, sir.
He's still on the line.
Yes, sir.
He just can't stop talking.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Joker.
Hi, Joker.
Joker. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you.
No, love you more.
It's like scrambled brain. You know, normally we remember Full Metal Jacket with that guy on the line. It was just, my brain was short-circuiting.
Gobbledygook. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just thought maybe Gilligan's Island was the original survivor.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Rob's doing it to guys now.
Rob just gave me the, you mean his...
yeah, but he's got a new one. Just,
what is it, Rob? As opposed to the female version.
Which could either be...
or...
the best.
Hello, last call here. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Oh, God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate you guys on your diplomacy.
Thank you very much. We're very proud of that.
You and Lisa did a great job getting our boys home.
Yep, well, you know, the accolades keep coming.
Well, I mean, you guys need to, if this radio thing doesn't work out, you guys need to think about going into the White House.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you.
Well, I'm glad that people are actually realizing the fact that the crisis did not get solved until we got involved with the bullhorn.
You know, for years and years in the nation's capital, we have not gotten the respect we deserve as international relations experts, and I think maybe this will make people come around.
Well, I happen to know that today, later on the show, we'll be speaking to a high-level White House employee, and perhaps we will finally be able to get our props.
Absolutely. I think so.
From that high-level White House employee.
I sure hope so.
Who was on television this morning. Now, let's start with a call 100 and a secret sound number 3. Just for you, Mike, it's a clicking sound.
Fantastic. I figured it out.
It's a freaking clicking sound.
I know what it is.
You got a shot at the money right now. If you're the 100th person to call Lisa at 877-365-3636.
Number 1, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
$5 is all my mom allows me to spend. Oh,
Don and Mike.
All we do.
Oh, yeah.
Here's our winner right now. Call 100 times. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Daryl.
Daryl, where are you from?
Silver Spring.
All right, Daryl, call 100.
Yep.
Daryl, you won a free pay-per-view of the movie Bring It On. Right. Now playing pay-per-view on your local Cox cable system. Plus, you won the little bunny Fufu Bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. www.vermontteddybear.com. And you won the Comedy Central prize pack. Watch That's My Boosh tonight, 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central on Comedy Central. Now, are you ready to go for $500?
Yes, I am.
Common everyday sound. It's a clicking sound.
Right.
The secret sound will give you $500. You identify it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Tony Orlando.
I thought you were moving forward.
Next week.
I thought last week you said next week.
No, this week I said next week.
But this is for the hostages, right?
Absolutely right.
Okay. I think he's being a patriot, and there's nothing more current than that.
Thanks so much.
I got you. And God bless.
Caller, name this sound.
Now, you'd be singing the original or that dopey follow-up that he tried to hog on our show.
Can you ever have a surprise?
During the Gulf War. If the money is won, it's courtesy of Main Street Title. With every little ribbon, every little ribbon, every little ribbon we tie.
Yeah.
Yeah. During the Gulf War, Tony Orlando.
Right.
Thought that it was time for a career revival.
Mm-hmm.
So we booked him on the show as a goof. And we let him come on the show and sing this song that he had written called With Every Yellow Ribbon.
Yes, he actually modified the original tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Right, and of course, I mean, the song was a gigantic bust.
Right.
The song sucked. Nobody liked it. It never caught on.
It caught on here.
But he was positive
right.
That this whole Gulf War thing 10 years ago was going to revitalize his career.
Tony Orlando.
All right, listen, you, here you go. Spotlight on you right now for $500. What's that sound?
Is it the shower cap being closed, a bottle of shampoo being closed?
The shower cap on a...
I mean, a bottle of shampoo being closed.
No. No, absolutely not. Thank you, though.
Oh, thank you.
All right, don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
It's
a clue for you. Now, listen, today's show is jam-packed. As I mentioned, we've got a feed from the White House coming.
Right.
Yes. We've got a whole bunch of bad 1970s records. I'm challenging anybody in our listening audience. I'm going to play Stump the Stoop, name
right.
that tune.
Right.
I'm convinced I'm unbeatable in this game.
You're going to be able to do it today?
I can name a song in 1 second. If you can beat me, I'll give you $100. We'll do that later. Mr. 40 is here.
Yes, he is. I saw Mr. 40 out in the producer's room.
So we're going to bring him in a second. We got some stuff in the mail that I want to get to. Oh, I want to show you this.
Got a bottle. What is that thing?
Well, I'll get to that in a moment.
Very interesting.
First, let me get to maybe the worst gift I've ever been sent, and I don't want to hurt feelings here, because it comes from...
You won't, not after saying that.
From Sonora, California.
Mm-hmm.
So I open up the box, and there's a note inside
on that lovely binder note paper.
Right. Dear Don, you mentioned you had a thing about slippers, so I thought you would enjoy this special design. We enjoy your show as often as we can, working part-time for the post office and attending San Francisco Giants games. Semi-retirement allows for a lot of free time. Blah, blah, blah. I like the show. Listen to it in both San Francisco and Sacramento.
Very good.
P.S. Hi, Don. Say hi to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, this
hi back at you.
This is from a guy. The guy's name is Norm.
Hey, Norm.
And what he's done is crocheted me the most hideous... gay-looking...
Oh, look at those.
I
like sneakers.
I wouldn't put these on my dog's feet. These things that he's crocheted.
They're Chuck Taylors.
Yes, I'm sure.
You don't want them?
They're yours if you'd like them.
And they look a little dainty for you anyway, Don.
You know, they might be small.
And they look dirty.
They've been worn. They look. Oh, hold on.
Look
that
at
changes
the bottom of them.
Everything.
Look
they
at the
have
bottom.
Been worn.
They look used.
They've been worn. Pig.
Now he did.
God.
He did put newspaper.
Yeah, but that's. They've been on someone's feet.
No, that might just be from the use of being crocheted.
Maybe it's just gray yarn. I'm not sure.
No, there's no way. We need second opinions here.
No, take a good look because.
Yeah.
The gray is not uniform. There's,
you're right.
There's more gray up here on the top. But
they've been worn.
I'm sure they could be laundered for you, Mike.
And look at, you know what it
they're
is?
They're too small.
To describe these, it's like if your mom knitted you a sweater.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what this guy has done. These are not even.
I bet he didn't do it. I bet somebody he knows, like his mama, did it.
These are not even slipper material. The design is like Chuck Taylor's.
Mm-hmm. Those were probably worn one time on Christmas or something
it's
like
clever.
That.
High tops, but.
You just wouldn't actually wear them.
Jesus.
Does it have a tongue?
How gross. Yes, it's got a tongue right there.
Boy. I mean, it's a quality. Knitting job.
Yeah. Take a look at one of them. There you go. Take a look at that thing. I about barfed when I opened this box today. I mean, people send us gifts all the time, and we do appreciate the sentiment.
Of course.
But Jesus Christ.
Mike's going to try it on now.
I mean, really? You know, they send them to John Hinckley. I mean, they look like mental patient shoes.
You know, even though they've been worn.
All right, you putting them on your feet?
They are mighty comfortable.
Okay. All right, well, you know what? It was addressed to me. But Mike's putting them on. All right.
That's
hey,
funny.
Let me see.
I'll come around and show you.
Okay, let me see. I mean, I can't describe these. Like, crocheted, they're black and red, and they have the white circle on the side, the way a pair of Chucks does.
They really look like high tops.
But they are absolutely disgusting.
From a great distance.
They're so comfortable.
Okay, here goes Mike. Let me see Mike wearing these. Let me see if I can ever picture myself wearing these.
Wow.
No. But are they comfortable?
They're very comfortable.
With my best
There's
wishes.
There's something in them. There's something in the right one.
With my best wishes, Mike.
Go now.
A late Christmas gift for me to you.
I can't keep them on, though, because they're gross, because they've been worn. And they're obvious used shoes, which is just about... I mean, I put them on just for an exercise, because I'm going with my spring footwear look today.
I noticed.
There you go.
I hate...
No socks?
Not only when Mike does this, when any guy does this.
You used to do it. You did it. I sat next to you in California when you used to wear those moccasins.
No, no, no. They weren't moccasins. They're topsiders.
They were. But you did the socks, sans socks look for years.
I did sans socks when I had shoes that were designed not to have socks. You today are wearing slacks.
You don't do the sans socks anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
Now is that because you don't like the style, or is it a toenail issue?
Oh no! The doctor told me it's better for my feet in general to wear socks.
Oh, to wear okay, so it's a medical thing too. Also.
Yeah, because I got the athlete's foot sometimes.
You know, wearing those slippers did something to me.
Okay, here we go. Here's a special message from Mike. Bravo.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Bravo.
Thank you very much. Those are used slippers.
Those slippers, I imagine, smell like your side of the studio now. And that grand fart was brought to us by Egars.com.
It was a good one, wasn't
it? Yeah. Worth replaying, I
think. Yeah, replay. Yeah.
You got a replay, Robbie?
Reel two.
Reel number two? Here we go. Let's hear that one again. Here's a special message from Mike. That was a good one.
Thank you.
You might want to card that one up.
Yeah, I think I will. Yeah,
thank you very much.
That's good enough to stay forever.
Oh, my God. I got tears.
It's a big thrill.
That's you know they're good when that happens.
So, listen, thanks for the...
there you go. You filed them.
Thanks for the slippers.
Very good.
Thank you for thinking of me. Also in the mail today, we received this from a business in... I think either in Reno or Las Vegas. You know, we had the girl on the show about 3 weeks ago who was hawking the herbal remedy for small breasts. And we're going to have all of the women who are currently taking the herbal supplement on the show, I believe, next week to see how big their breasts are.
I wish I remembered her name. She was a very nice lady.
We've been sent another product. I do not want to get behind this one.
No.
It is called... African Fly.
Ooh.
And as you can see, it comes in a... Oh, her name is Angela Harrison Zanelli, the lady with the new bug.
Angela Harrison.
Harris.
Yes.
This product is called American Fly. African fly. Excuse me, African fly. And it comes in a tube, and it's got like the top of the tube is a thing like an eardrop thing.
Yeah, an eardropper.
And apparently what it does is it not only enhances your penis size.
Size?
Yes. As you can see, they have a chart here that shows if you put this goo on your...
You have to put it on your penis?
Yeah, you put it on your thing, and after 8 weeks, the penis grows 30%.
You're kidding me.
No. Using African fly daily, your erections will become fuller and larger. Soon you'll reach a point where your erections are at full capacity and as large as your current penis size can handle. This is the point when real penis enlargement begins. Blood flow and control in and out of your penis, size and capacity of your penis erectile tissue. African fly is a modern take on an ancient African secret formula. The formula is very... I mean, see, unlike the
that
lady...
would terrify me to try something like
unlike
that.
The lady who came in with the New Bust product, she had all of the documents.
Yes.
She said, listen, this is natural.
Right.
She gave us a list of the ingredients. You know, right away you're in trouble when it says... It's a rare and powerful blend that works directly on the sexual centers of your body. A modern take on an ancient African sexual formula.
Very interesting.
Let me see. It's also, it can be used as an aphrodisiac.
Can you put it in your coffee?
Here we go. Get started today. Recommended use. Shake well before using.
Very good idea with every product.
The bottle. Take dropper cap full 3 times daily.
Except soda pop.
Begin with low doses, 1 dropper full, during the first 3 days to test your tolerance.
How do you apply it?
You have a choice.
Ah.
You may either put it in a glass of water,
uh-huh.
or for better results, you may apply directly to penis.
Now, when you say put it in a glass of water, would that mean you drink it?
Yeah, you drink it.
Oh, my God, how do you do that?
You can either drink it, or you can just put it right on your penis. Anyway, listen, no strings attached. If there's anybody out there that would like to try this product, come down, sign the waiver.
Yeah, you sign the release, because we have no way of knowing what the results would be.
But we've got it here.
May I see it?
Yes, we don't endorse the product.
Heavens no.
However, we were sent it, and it says, for some men, this will be fantastic. You'll have 3 months of growing power. During the first month, you'll notice your penis size growing. You'll have more frequent erections, and erections will be able to increase in size and rigidity.
Well, it's got very good traditional ingredients in it.
Like what?
Corianth Vahimbi.
What the hell is that?
Yohimbi? Yohimbi,
mm-hmm.
Liriosma ovata, Liriosma ovata, Pygidium africanum, Cola acuminata, Smilax aristolacifolia, Ternera diffusa, Zingiber officinale, Cinnamonium cassia, purified water, and here you go. Alcohol.
Right. We might as well just get a bottle of beer and pour it on your wiener.
As an extracting agent.
Uh-huh. Make sure you don't spill it on your ass.
And here's another. This would be another sign that perhaps this is not a product on the up and up. As I'm going through the paperwork they sent along, Mike, on African fly.
This is a scam.
Yeah, well, hello.
What?
As hold on, take a look at this. As I'm going through the paperwork where it says, like, what is it? What can I expect? Got a picture of a woman performing oral on a man.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like a porno picture.
Wow.
That'll also enlarge it.
I tell you, it looks... You know that stuff that was put in the salad bar up in New York the other day?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking through the glass of this bottle, and that's what it looks like.
I understand it can turn your whole house into an antenna.
It looks like the type of picture that you can no longer receive on your DirecTV dish.
Yeah, did you hear about this?
No, what?
Listen to this.
Well, I have a tremendous dilemma. I wish I knew the number, because they give you codes for DirecTV when you can't receive
right
stuff. If there's a problem, you get certain codes. Are you calling your wife?
No, I'm calling DirecTV.
Oh, DirecTV. Okay, very good.
Go ahead, tell them.
I got a code.
Yeah, what's going on?
I was ordering, like, a couple of weeks ago, one of the dirty movies on Vivid TV.
Right.
Tell them before I dial. And I got a signal. I ordered, like, sometimes if I don't like one, I'll order another one right away because I can't stand watching one that's on.
On two different channels.
Yeah, if it's really gross. And I do that frequently. And then, you know, it's, we've discussed that. I mean, I don't linger with it. I mean, you're watching 2 to 3 minutes of programming and then you're done.
Right.
And it tends to add up. You tend to accumulate a lot of these, as we've discussed before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think I have, you know, it goes in cycles. I have months where I really don't watch a lot of them, and then I have months where I set a record like that last time that, you know, I was telling you.
Quickly compared the bills.
So I was doing this, and then I got, I ordered one, and it was gross, and I didn't want to watch it. So I went down to like 597, you know, one of the junior channels, you know, because when but Vivid TV occasionally, you'll admit, this will disappoint.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have crap on there that I don't want to watch.
I wouldn't know. I have not ordered one since Lent started.
Well, you get, but it doesn't count because you explain the fact that your thing hurts.
Yeah, and I've also got a free pass right now because my wiener's broken.
So I did this, and then when I was ordering the second one, finally I got a signal that says, that's it. Said, you have to call customer service extension such and such. And
well, now, what did it say?
So today, once that happened, I said, well, forget it, you know, because DirecTV, my DirecTV is so screwed up. I've got a receiver in the basement that's messed up where I can't order movies on that. And then upstairs, I can order movies.
Uh-huh.
But what I did today is I'm looking at that signal, and I said, I wonder if that's still there. So I went to 596, and there it is. You know, call customer service to receive. You know, it's one of those messages.
Right.
So what I did was I said, I wonder if this is for everything. Because if it's for everything, then I can probably get the thing fixed by going over and saying, you know, I'm trying to order Gladiator, and it's not working. And then I'd be fine. But I went over to the regular movies, and the regular movies I'm able to order fine. Which means that this is only a signal, this is only an error message.